The debt burden and maturity profile only get you so far. There are three other influences that investors might usefully bear in mind. The first is commodity prices. The collapse in crude prices last year left a few oil-producing countries short of hard currency earnings. It played a part in the troubles of Ecuador, one of six countries to default on its bonds last year. For a while, it seemed likely that Angola, a highly indebted oil exporter, would follow suit. Support from China and the IMF saved it, along with a marked pickup in the oil price late last year. Rising metals prices are also helpful to many indebted countries. The copper price is important for Chile, Peru and Zambia, the price of gold to Ghana and South Africa. The second factor is exposure to tourism. The hit to the industry from the pandemic played a part in the default of Belize and in stresses elsewhere, says Stuart Culverhouse of Telema, an emerging market research firm. It might take years for tourism to recover fully. The IMF recently sharply downgraded its forecast for the Caribbean economies. Sri Lanka has been dogged by fears of defaults, in part because it has heavy debts, but also because of lost income from tourists. For Kenya, an energy importer with a hefty debt burden, a hit to tourism and a higher oil price is an unfortunate combination. A third influence is the IMF. Understanding its ways is an essential part of investing in emerging market bonds. The fund has lent a total of $110 billion, supporting 86 countries since the pandemic struck. Some of this has been in the form of debt relief, some in rapid-fire lending and credit lines. Some of it is program lending with strings attached. The IMF is readying a $650 billion issue of special drawing rights, or SDRs, essentially an overdraft facility at a negligible interest rate for its members. The SDR gift will make a big difference to smaller countries, in some cases doubling their foreign exchange reserves, says Yvette Babb of William Blair, an asset manager. A frosty relationship with the fund is probably unwise. The kinder, gentler IMF has kept sovereign defaults in check, much as central bank action and fiscal stimulus have kept corporate defaults in check in the rich world. There may well be further setbacks to some sovereign eurobond issuers, but a lot more yield-starved investors may soon be dusting off their atlases.